Mickey Mantle is out of the Yankee lineup today. His legs tightened up on him in the final game at Baltimore, and he had some difficulty playing in the night game on Friday night and again yesterday. And after taking batting practice this afternoon, he decided against giving it a try, and he will not be in the starting lineup this afternoon. We'll have the starting lineup for you in just a moment. First of all, just a rundown on the other activity in the major leagues this afternoon. We'll give you the starting lineups now. For the Yankees, Bob Sir will be playing in left field and leading off. Hector Lopez, batting second. Yogi Berra will be batting third. Roger Maris will be in the cleanup spot in right field. Bill Starrin batting fifth, playing first. Joe McDougal will be at third and batting sixth. Cleet Boyer is at short, batting seventh. Bobby Richardson batting eighth at second. And on the mound is Ralph Terry. For the Red Sox, Willie Darby leading off in center field. Pete Reynolds batting second and playing second. Fred Williams batting third and left. Vic Woods in the cleanup spot at first. Gary Geiger batting fifth in right field. Frank Malzone batting sixth in third. Don Budden batting seventh at short. Haywood Sullivan batting eighth in catching, and on the mound, Frank Sullivan. Tom Brewer was scheduled to start for the Red Sox, but he came up with a tight elbow, and Sullivan was a last-minute change. In case you didn't get the scores from last night, the Tigers beat Kansas City 6-1. And of course, yesterday afternoon, Boston defeated New York here 6-5. White Sox down Cleveland 8-4, and Washington defeated Baltimore 7-2. In the National League last night, the Cardinals defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-3. The Phillies nipped the Pirates 2-1 behind Gene Conley. And in activity yesterday afternoon, the Cubs beat the Giants 7-6 in 12 innings on Ernie Banks' home run, and the Red Legs came from behind to nip Milwaukee in 10 innings, 6-5. This afternoon, Paddocks and Roberts are scheduled to go in the National League, Pittsburgh at Philadelphia. St. Louis at Los Angeles, Simmons against Williams, Cincinnati at Milwaukee, Turkey against Burdett, Chicago at San Francisco, Cardwell against Odell. The doubleheader at Comiskey Park between Cleveland and Chicago might run into some weather problems. It's raining in Chicago this afternoon. Otherwise, Perry and Sligman are scheduled to go against Wynn and Shaw. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Over the Milwaukee Braves, 7.5 over the surprising St. Louis Cardinals, and 8 over the Los Angeles Dodgers. And for the first time in 2 years, the Giants find themselves in the second division, 8.5 off the pace in fifth place. Following today's game, members of the All-Star team will converge on Kansas City, the first of the two All-Star Classics, tomorrow afternoon, starting at 12:45 Eastern Daylight Time. And then they will be back in New York at Yankee Stadium on Wednesday. And action will resume in the American League on Friday, with the Yankees being at Detroit for a night game, then a afternoon contest Saturday and a doubleheader on Sunday. And a reminder that the Yankee Stadium ticket office is open today, 9 to 5. The first pitch to serve is in for a strike, and here's Mel Allen.
Serve batting 253. Next pitch is swung on, bounced to third. Malzone up with it. The throw on to first in time and has run away. One up and one down. Frank Sullivan, who has a record of 3-10 this year, pitching now to Hector Lopez, batting 306. Dolly to the windup, the pitch in there for a strike. Several games Dolly lost. It's real close. 2-1, 4-3, 6-5. Now the one strike pitch to Lopez. Curveball over, strike two. Hector hitting 306. No balls, two strikes. And the two-strike pitch on its way. Swung on and grounded foul down the third baseline. The 6'7", 210-pound, 30-year-old Frank Sullivan. He has relieved twice against New York this year. Next pitch is fouled off. Count remains two strikes. Right-hander to the windup, the delivery. It's curve outside, and the count is 1-2. Larry Knapp at the plate. Frank Umont at first. Cal Drummond at second. Charlie Berry at third. The umpires. Here's the pitch, and Lopez swings and misses. Strike three. Two away. Now Yogi Berra coming up, hitting 293. Roger Maris on deck. Pitch is a curveball high and inside. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Next delivery. Curveball over. Strike one. 1-1. Sully's last appearance was July 7th. Here's the delivery. Low outside for a ball. He's had some good rest. Pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate. He only went five innings. Now the delivery, low and inside for a ball, 3-2. I should have said he had a little more rest than he may have thought in that he only worked five innings on July 7th. The 3-2 pitch swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate. Full count now. Here's the pitch. Let up curve line foul down the right field line. Count remains 3-2. Again, the payoff pitch, and Barra swings it to foul deep down the right field line out of play. in the delivery, swung on as a drive into left center, and that ball is up against the fence. Yogi turns first, heads for second. Casby's throw, not in time. Yogi's in there with a double off the left center field fence. Had a pinch hit homer in the ninth inning after he doubled to left center. Now Roger Maris hitting .325, steps up. Two outs. 12 into the stretch, and the pitch to Raj is inside, ball one. One ball, no strike. Into the stretch, and the pitch to Maris is in there for a strike, one and one. One ball, one strike.
Bottles of prayer.
And the delivery. Swung on, hit foul down the right field line, out of play. Got out in front of that one too much. A 1-2 count on Maris. Two away with Bear on second. Set delivers, and the pitch is low. Ball two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him on a layup curve. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Two strikeouts for Sullivan. At the end of the first half, the first inning, New York nothing and Boston coming to bat. And we're going to bat for the crisp Professor, Ballantine Beer. Everywhere you go every day, more and more folks are asking the man for Ballantine. And when a beer is that popular, it just figures that it's got to be the best. And that's the crisp Professor all the way. Ballantine's the light beer with true lager flavor. It proves the beer can be truly light and still give you all the honest to goodness lager beer flavor you want. So if you enjoy the best, you'll enjoy the one beer that delivers both lightness and flavor. Ballantine Beer, the crisp Professor. Ralph Terry on the mound for the Yankees. Terry's last start was July 5th at Washington. A game the Yankees lost in the 10th inning, and Dittmar was charged with the defeat. Terry pitched a great six innings in that game and then began to weaken. Ralph has a record of 4-3. 1-0 against the Red Sox this season. 7-4 lifetime. He beat Boston 5-4 June 5th. Williams having homered off of him that day. The All-Star general admission and bleacher seats will go on sale at their respective gates at 10 a.m. Wednesday morning for the Major League All-Star game to be played at the stadium Wednesday. It'll start at 1 o'clock. The general admission seats are 420. There are 14,000 bleacher seats to go on sale at 10 a.m. at 210 apiece for the All-Star game. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians will play a concert beginning at 12 noon. Willie Casby at bat. Hitting .254. Right-hand hitter, Runnels and Williams to follow. Ralph Terry's pitch, swung on and fouled back, strike one. Nothing in one. The next pitch, inside, ball one, one and one. The Yankees lineup realignment due to the absence of Kubek and Mantle, both in uniform but ailing, has Serve in left, Lopez in right, Maris in center. Boyer short, McDougal at third. The delivery to Tassie, high, ball two, 2-1. The wind is blowing out toward left today. Sometimes it switches. Now the pitch, and Tassie swings, and there's a drive to deep left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run for Willie Tassie. Willie Tassie collecting his second homer of the series and his third of the season, and his 14th run batted in. Now coming up is Pete Runnels, hitting 322. 1-0 Boston. One batter, one hit, one run. Jerry's delivery to Runnels is in there for a strike. Nothing and one. In comes the next pitch. Pitch out high and inside, a 1-1 count. Billy Herman coaching at third and Rudy York at first. The next delivery, swung on and fouled off out of play to the left of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Here's the delivery, swung on and fouled off again in the same spot, just a little higher. Count remains 1-2 on Pete Runnels, who was voted by his fellow players in the American League as a starter at second base in the All-Star game. Nelson Fox will also appear. Jerry delivers and Runnels swings and lines it foul down the left field line. Pete hitting 322. A 1-2 pitch. Runnels swings and hits another foul down the left field line out of play. He's got his eye on the ball. Once again, the pitch. Swung on line out over second in the center for a base hit. Maris up for the ball, throws back in, and Ted Williams is coming up. Batting 347. Whitey Ford is loosening up in the Yankee bullpen, but I don't know whether to be used in this game or just limbering up a little. Ted digs in, and the pitch is outside, ball one. Whitey's on the All-Star squad. Jerry delivers, and Williams takes it outside for ball two, 2-0. Nobody out. One on. Ralph ready. The pitch to Williams. Low ball three. 3-0. Vic Wirtz is on deck. Pitch to Williams in there, strike one, 3-1. Now, another signal's gone out to the Yankee bullpen. 3-1 count on Ted. Brunel's on first. Stretch by Terry. And the pitch. Outside, ball four. Williams walks and Runnels moves to second. Terry has not been able to get anybody out. And Vic Wirtz is coming up, hitting 302. Swinging a hot bat. Williams' 1975th walk. Second to Ruth in lifetime base on balls. Ralph Terry delivers to Vic Wirtz, who takes it for a strike. Runnels on second. Williams on first. Nobody out and one run in. Ford has been warming up. Again, I don't know whether for purposes of this game or just limbering up for the future. Here's the delivery. Swung on. It's a high pop-up into short left. Serve comes in and makes the catch. One away. Wirtz pops out to serve just beyond Boyer. And here's Gary Geiger hitting 305. Came with Wirtz in the deal for Jimmy Tirsall from Cleveland. Started out as a pitcher. And they decided he'd make a better performer, or a good performer, playing every day. He won 20 and lost 7 in his first year as a pitcher. Left-hand batter, the pitch is inside for a ball. He's got good speed, good power. Runnels on second, Williams on first, and one out. One run in, first inning. Runners lead away. Ralph Terry's pitch to Geiger is in there for a strike, one and one. Curveball. Terry ready. Here's the delivery. And it's a curve inside for ball two, two and one. Rudy York, coaching at first base, goes over to say something to Williams while Barry goes out to talk to Terry. Billy Herman, coaching at third. Set. Here's the pitch to Geiger. Swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate. Strike two. 2-2. Ford had stopped throwing. Now he's starting to throw again. Two balls, two strikes. Terry's delivery. Geiger swings and drives a liner into the center. Maris goes back and takes it. The runners hold up. Geiger lines out to Maris. With two away, up comes Frank Malzone. Now, Ralph House had started out thinking it was the third out. He started to run out and run to the first base coach's box. Casey had grabbed him by the arm. Come on back here. Another out to go. Malzone steps in, right-hand batter, hitting 256. Two on and two out. One run in. A stretch by Terry. The pitch to Malzone is low outside for a ball. A 1-0 count. Runnels moves off second. Ted Williams off first. Terry into the stretch. Here's the pitch to Malzone, and it is inside for ball two. 2-0. Don Button on deck. A 2-0 count on Malzone. To the stretch. The runners lead away from first and second bases. Here's the pitch. Malzone takes the curve over. Strike one. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Runners lead away. And the pitch changeup is lashed to third. A line drive caught by McDougal. And the sides retired. One run on Tasby's leadoff homer. Two hits, no errors, and two left on. 10 to the first inning. The Red Sox won, and the Yankees nothing. The All-Star game at Yankee Stadium will start at 1 o'clock Wednesday. Voted by the players, the National League will line up with Crandall catching, Adcock at first, Mazeroski second, Matthews third, Banks short, Skinner left, Mays center, Aaron and right. And the American League, voted by the players, will have Barra catching, Scarron first, Runnels second, Malzone third, Hanson short, Minosa left, Mantle center, and Maris in right. The other players selected by the managers in the National League: Buell, Faze, Friend, Henry, Jackson, Law, McCormick, McDaniel, Padres, Stan Williams, the pitchers. Catchers, Bailey, Burgess, Boyer. Bailey and Burgess, rather. And then Boyer, Grote, Larker, Neal, Tony Taylor. Among the infielders, White, who plays both infield outfield, Cepeda, Clemente, Pinson, and Stan Musial. And the American League: Bell, Sigmund, Coates, Ford, Daly, Estrada, Larry, Mombuquette, Staley, and Wynn, the pitchers. Howard and Lawler, the catchers. Aparicio, Fox, Power, Robinson, Gentile, the infielders. Williams, Kaline, Keene, Smith, and Lemon, the outfielders. So you be there next Wednesday at 1. Bill Scarron, leading off in the second, takes high for a ball. Remember, the reserve tickets go on sale 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. Moose swings and sends a high fly ball. Williams just standing there. That ball is going, gone way over the left field screen for a home run. Bill Scarron hits one over the left field screen to tie up the ball game. Moose's 12th home run, 53rd run batted in. Gil McDougal. Hitting 262. Frank Sullivan's pitch in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Sullivan's pitch. Gill swings and grounds it to short. Button up with it. Flips on to Vic Wirtz in time. And there's one away. I was about to say that the All-Star reserve seats are available today at the Yankee Stadium ticket office, open until 5 o'clock. All the Yankee ticket outlets tomorrow and Tuesday. And they go on sale 9 a.m. the morning of the game at the stadium. General admission bleacher seats go on sale at 10 o'clock. 420 general admission, 14,000 bleacher seats at 210. Cleet Boyer takes low for a ball. Frank Sullivan, working fast, delivers outside. Ball two. Boyer hitting 233. Sully's next pitch. It's in there. Strike one. 2-1. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Boyer swings and lines it off the glove of Malzone. He picked it up. The throw to first base. Safe. It scores the base hit for Boyer. A low liner off the glove of Malzone. Up comes Bobby Richardson. Hitting 256. Yankees 1, Red Sox 1. delivers to Bobby. High ball one. Ralph Carey to follow. Bobby steps out now. Looks at Crescetti. Bobby has the depth of the hit and run. There's a throw over to first. Also, good bunter. There's another throw over, and Boyer's back. Sullivan all set. And the pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Richardson has another look at Crow. And the pitch is over. Strike one, 2-1. Curveball. Sullivan has great height and a great motion. Delivers everything. If he's going to really overpower you, and he'll pull the string here and there. Now the pitch. Swung on and hit fouled off of first base out of play. A 2-2 count on Bobby Richardson. Delivers and Bobby swings and fouls it off. He was trying to hit that one to right field. Got a lot of room between Wirtz and Runnels. Runnels has to shade him over towards second. He's about 2-3 strides to the right of the bag. While Wirtz, of course, has to hold against the runner. Now the 2-2 pitch to Richardson. Swung on it, missed. Strike three. Him a real good curveball. Third strikeout for Sullivan. And here's Ralph Carey, who's had one hit and 30 times at bat this year for a 33 average. 0-3-3. Pitching to Ralph. Strike one. Ralph up there batting left-handed now. He's trying it. He tried it last year a few times. See if he could improve his hitting. Here's the pitch, and it's over. Strike two. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Sullivan ready, and the pitch is swung on and lined to left field for a base hit. Williams takes it on a hop. Boyer goes to second. Boyer turns around and looks at Berry at first base with this great look of amazement on his face. And, of course, that's a rip. No balls and two strikes, which is a mistake many pitchers sometimes make on a poor hitter. Well, we'll flip this one by. It only proves again you got to bear down on everybody. Here's Bob Serve up. Grounded to third in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Boyer on second. Carey on first and two away. One all, second inning. Sully's pitch. Outside for ball two. 2-0. Two on and two out. Frank Sullivan delivers, and Bob Serve takes it over the inside corner for a strike. 2-1. Of course, you turn it around often. You see some of the real good hitters with no balls and two strikes. A pitcher will slip one right down the middle on them. They don't figure that they'll throw it down there. And they're caught with the bat on the shoulder. Here's the pitch to Serve, swung on and smashed to third. Up with it is Malzone. The throw to Runnels in time. A hard shot scooped by Malzone on the first hop. Results in a force out at second on Carey. One run for New York, three hits. A homer by Scourin leading off the inning, counted for the run. No Red Sox errors and two Yankees left on. At the end of an inning and a half, Yankees 1, Red Sox 1. Second inning of a 1-1 ball game. Bottom third of the Red Sox order. Don Budden, Haywood Sullivan, and Frank Sullivan. Ralph Terry to the windup, and the pitch to Budden. Curveball over, strike one. One strike. And the next pitch, fastball, is bounced out toward second. Backhanded by Richardson. Back to the bag. The throw, too late. Base hit for Budden. Bobby backhanded the ball behind second, but had no seam behind his throw, which had to be delivered off balance, and Budden beats it. Budden was hitting 260. Here's Haywood Sullivan. Hadn't been in too many games, batting 159. Big, tall, raw-boned right-hand batter. Budden leading away from first. Terry to the stretch. And the pitch. Strike call, fastball. Ford is loosening up some more. The pitch is swung on. There's a smash through into center for a base hit. Budden stops at second. Haywood Sullivan singles to center, sending Budden to second. And Frank Sullivan will be coming up. He's had 2-for-25, hitting 0-8-0. Could be that Ford's warming up to come in if he's needed. Haywood Sullivan singles to center, sending Budden to second. Four hits off Terry. McDougal and Scourin shorten up, looking for the punt. Here comes Scourin charging, and the ball is punted. And the play has to be to first base. Terry to Richardson. The sacrifice, moving the runners up a base each. Budden to third, and Haywood Sullivan to second. It was very nearly a perfect bunt. Now here's Willie Tassie, who hit a home run in the first inning, with Pete Runnels on deck. Yankees 1, Red Sox 1. Scourin is in close at first. McDougal is third, the other two men deep. Here's the pitch to Tasby. Outside, ball one. Bud Madden on third and Haywood Sullivan on second. One out. Here's the pitch to Tasby. Swung on and hit the left field for a base hit. Scoring Button. Here's the throw holding Haywood Sullivan at third. And it's 2-1 Boston. Tasby lines a single to left to drive in his second run. And 15 the season. With Pete Reynolds coming up. And Casey's on the top step for the dugout. Five hits off Terry and an inning in the third. Casey coming out. With Reynolds and Williams, the next two batters. Whitey Ford coming in. Ralph Curry works an inning and the third. Giving up five hits. He walked one. No strikeouts, and so far has been charged with two runs. And while Whitey walks in, we pause for station identification.
WOKO, Albany.
Whitey Ford coming in for the 15th time this year. He beat the Orioles 5-2 on July 6th. This is Whitey's first relief chore of the season. A record of 5-5. And Ralph Terry, who pitched a brilliant ball for some six innings, into the seventh against Washington, and leads early. Another reminder that the general admission 420 seats and 14,000 bleacher seats at 210 will go on sale at their respective gates at 10 o'clock the morning of the All-Star game at Yankee Stadium. The game will start at 1 o'clock. Meantime, the ticket window is open at Yankee Stadium today until 5 o'clock for your shopping convenience. Pete Reynolds will be the first man Whitey will face. Haywood Sullivan on third and Willie Tasby on first. And the Red Sox out in front, 2-1. The Red Sox won the first two games of the series, 8-0 and 6-5. Yogi says something to Whitey, and we're all set to resume play. From first and third, the pitch to Reynolds. This outside, ball one. Again, the stretch, check of the runners. Here's the pitch, and Reynolds picks inside, ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Throw over to third, and Sullivan just gets back. Whitey just suddenly whips the throw over. Runners lead away from first and third. The pitch to Runnels. In there, strike one, good one. Outfield shaded a little toward left. Runners lead away from first and third. The pitch, and Runnels swings and fouls it off. The ball up to the plate, strike two, 2-2. Ball hits the mask of plate umpire Larry Knapp. Two balls, two strikes. One out, one run in. Haywood Sullivan on third and Willie Tasby on first. Ford gets Yogi sign. End of the stretch. The runners lead away. And the pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Now coming up is Theodore Samuel Williams, who walked in the first inning, batting 347. Ford, here's the pitch. Ted takes inside. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Sullivan on third, Tasby on first. In comes the pitch, and it's inside. Ball two, 2-0. Nothing count on Ted. Whitey ready. Here's the pitch, and it's outside for ball three. 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, two outs. Two on. Whitey all set to work. In comes the pitch, and it's low ball four, and that loads them up. Tasby moves to second. Williams to first. Haywood Sullivan on third. And up to the plate comes Vic Wirth, who flies to left field in the first inning. Base is loaded. Two men out, one run in, 2-1 Boston, second inning. The stretch by Ford. The pitch to Wirth. Swung on and missed, strike one. Nothing in one. Haywood Sullivan on third, Willie Tasby on second, Ted Williams on first. Wind up by Ford. Around comes the left arm. The pitch in there. Strike two. Fastball. Nothing in two. Wirth steps out of the box for a moment. Now he's back in. Whitey gets the sign. Three men lead away the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on. There's the drive to deep center. Harris going back toward the wall, and the ball is up into the bleachers for a grand slam homer by Vic Wirth. Vic Wirth hit the nothing two pitch into the center field bleachers for a home run, a grand slammer. His 10th home run of the year, and 48 runs batted in, and it's 6-1 Boston. Sullivan, Tasby, and Runnels, Sullivan, Tasby, and Williams scoring ahead of Wirth. The with a two-strike count. Ward tried to slip the fast one by him, and he went into the bleachers. Now Gary Geiger is up, and the pitch is bunted at and missed. Strike one. He hit it straight away, and the ball kept moving and sailed into the bleachers in straightaway center. About a 420-foot wallop. Rick Wirtz hitting the grand slammer. 6-1 Boston. The pitch to Gary Geiger now is over the inside corner. Strike two. Nothing in two. Wirtz really teed off on that one. And the two-strike pitch swung on and grounded foul down the first baseline. Rick Wirtz hitting a second grand slammer of the year in the eighth of his career. Now the pitch. Curve swung on and missed. Strike three. Sides retired. Five runs. Four hits, no errors, and no one left on. And at the end of two innings of play, the Red Sox, six runs, six hits, no errors, and two left on. The Yankees, one run, four hits, no errors, and three men left on base. Two of the runs in that inning, charged to Whitey. And four to Terry overall, one in the first inning and three in this inning. Elsewhere in the American League, Washington and Baltimore scoreless at the end of an inning, Kralik and Walker. Cleveland and Chicago, a doubleheader scheduled, and it's raining. Detroit at Kansas City, a later start. In the National League, Pittsburgh 2, Philadelphia nothing at the end of two and a half innings, Haddix and Roberts. Cincinnati at Milwaukee, a later start. The same St. Louis of Los Angeles and Chicago at San Francisco. So we had two incidents alike, one that hurt and one that didn't, with Frank Sullivan enabling, Frank Sullivan pitching to Ralph Terry. No balls, two strikes. Terry single, but got served out in the inning. In case of worse, the base is loaded. He hit the grand slammer. Hector Lopez up. Takes the ball outside as we play in the third inning. 6-1 in favor of Boston. One ball, no strike. Now the pitch. It's in there, 1-1. Lopez struck out in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball hit off the glove of Malzone into left field for a base hit. Malzone broke to his left and got the glove on the ball. It's caromed off. Button was flashing over to his right. I don't know whether he would have gotten it or not. Single to left for Hector Lopez, and here's Barra, who doubled in the first inning. The record for most career grand slams is 23, held by Lou Gehrig. Ernie Banks hit 5 in 1 year for a seasonal record. Yogi takes the fastball for a strike. Red Sox 6, Yankees 1, first of the third. Sullivan ready. The pitch to Yogi. Swung on and popped up into the air and foul ground. Wirtz moving under it off first base. And makes the catch. One down. Here's Roger Maris, who struck out in the first inning. One on, one out. 6-1 Boston. First to the third. Sullivan's pitch to Roger. Swung on as a hard shot off the glove of Reynolds. He can't find the ball. Throws to first and started to throw to first and throw anywhere. Actually, I believe he'd have started to throw to second. He might just have gotten Lopez. It's an error charged to Reynolds. A hard shot that bounced off his glove and then behind him. Bill Skarin up. He hit a home run in the second inning to account for the Yankees' run. Two on and one out. Sully delivers and Moose takes the strike, the fastball. McDougal on deck. Sullivan's pitch is foul down the first baseline on a check swing. Two strikes. For a ball, one and two. One ball, two strikes. Frank Sullivan ready, delivers, and Skarin takes it low. A 2-2 count on the Moose. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on is a ground ball into right field for a base hit. Lopez round third comes in to score. On the third goes Maris, the throw from Geiger, and it is 6-2. And the signal goes out to the Red Sox bullpen. Skarin singles to right, driving in both of the Yankee runs. Scoring Lopez, sending Maris to third. Skarin has now driven in 54 runs. Gil McDougal grounded to short in the second inning. Runners leading away from first and third. And the pitch is outside, ball one. One ball, no strike. Here's the delivery, and it's inside, ball two. No strike. And the pitch to Gill, swung on, a ground ball hit to short, button over to Reynolds for one, and that's all. As Maris crosses the plate, button to Reynolds, forcing Skarin, an RBI for Gill, and that makes it 6-3. Dougal's 19th run batted in, and here is Cleese Boyer, who singled off Malzone's glove in the second inning. Pitch to Boyer, in there for a strike. Sullivan delivers to Boyer. Over, strike two, nothing in two. Now the pitch. Swung on and fouled off right above it. Muffet's warming up in the bullpen for the Red Sox. Set. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into center for a base hit. McDougal stops at second. Willie Tasby throws into Button. it brings up Bobby Richardson. Yankees have had 7 hits in 2 2/3 innings. One run came in on a homer. Now Sal Magley's out of the dugout. With Bobby Richardson due up. Red Sox 6, Yankees 3, first of the third. Magley is the Red Sox pitching coach. Right-hander Billy Muffet warming up. And we're going to have him come in. Sullivan works 2 2/3 innings, giving up 7 hits. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out 3. Bill Muffet coming in. He came up from Minneapolis the other day and worked a good game for the Red Sox against Washington. I say the other day, he's been fifth. He first worked on June the 25th. Has a record of 1-1. He beat Washington July 7th, 4-2. Came up through the Cardinal farm system. Had a 7-8 record with the Cardinals in 57-58. And last year was 4-4 at Minneapolis. He's a 6-foot, 193-pound, 28-year-old right-hander from Epps, Louisiana. Sullivan departs. Haywood Sullivan calls to Don Budden to come into the mound as they talk with Billy Muffet. After the interlude for the All-Star game, which will consist of 4 days, the Yankees continue their road engagement, playing the Tigers in Detroit and then the Indians in Cleveland, returning to Yankee Stadium Friday night, July the 22nd, Saturday afternoon the 23rd, a ladies' day, and a doubleheader on Sunday the 24th. Then the Cleveland Indians come into the stadium Tuesday night the 26th. The 27th state, an afternoon game, has been rescheduled as an afternoon doubleheader. Three rained-out games with the Indians at the stadium. That'll make up for one of them. The 28th appears as an open date, and that will be filled in with a night game with Cleveland on Thursday night, the 28th. Then the A's follow in on Friday night, the 29th, Saturday, the 30th, and doubleheader Sunday, the 31st. Detroit is in Tuesday night, August 1st, and the afternoon of August 2nd, and the rained-out game with Detroit will be played on Tuesday night, August the 2nd. So it'll be two separate admissions, a day game and a night game. Another night game with Detroit on Wednesday the 3rd. Billy Muffet all set to work. Bobby Richardson struck out in the second inning. There are 2 outs and 2 in. Red Sox lead 6-3. Muffet's pitch, low outside, ball 1, curveball. Johnny James warming up for New York. The right-hander set, and the pitch to Richardson. Swung on, and the ground ball hit out to second. Funnels up with it, throws on to Works, and the side's retired. 2 runs for New York. 3 hits. 1 error, which is costly for the Red Sox. And 2 Yankees left on. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, the Red Sox 6, the Yankees 3. Thank you. Valentine's, the largest selling beer in the East, all the way from Maine to Florida. It's the last half of the third inning. Frank Malzone, Don Budden, and Haywood Sullivan coming up. Malzone lined out the third in the first inning. Whitey Ford in relief of Ralph Perry. Swings to the windup, around comes the left arm, the pitch, curveball over, strike one. Nothing and one the count. Here's the pitch to Malzone, low outside for a ball, one and one. One delivery to the right-hand hitter. Malzone swings, hits it off the glove for Ford out towards second. Richardson up with it, throws to first in time. It seemed to have touched the glove of Ford. And the official scorer saw it that way, so that Ford gets an assist, and it's Ford 1-4-3. Now Don Budden. Budden singled in the second inning. Right-hand hitter. 6-3 Boston. It's the last of the third. Ford's pitch swung on and fouled back up onto the netting, front of the screen. One strike. And the one strike pitch. Low curve is fouled off behind the plate. Strike two, nothing in two. Here's a two-strike pitch. Swung on and fouled down the first baseline. He didn't really swing. He tried to check it. Johnny Blanchard sitting up here watching the game after his workout. John, you know, had to go to the hospital and had to be put on disabled list for 30 days. A two-strike delivery to Button. High outside, ball one, one and two. A 1-2 count. Red Sox leading 6-3. It's the last of the third. Now the 1-2 pitch. High, 2-2. High and away. Right into the windup, and the pitch is low and inside for ball three. Full count. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on, hit up into the air deep to left. Serve's going to get under it and makes the catch. Mudden flies out to serve. With two downs, Haywood Sullivan steps in. He singled to center in the second inning. He goes for the windup, and the pitch is low outside. Ball one, one ball, no strike. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball outside, ball two. And the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Low curve. Had him out in front. 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Another slow curve, but it's low. Ball three. 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. High ball four. Sullivan walks. And that brings up Billy Muffet. Muffet, nothing for eight. Batter. Whitey's pitch is swung on. Ground ball hits to short. Boyer over to Richardson for the fourth on Sullivan. That retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. At the end of three innings, the Red Sox 6 runs, 6 hits, one error, 3 left on. The Yankees 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and 5 men left on base. Bill Rizzuto is coming on over to sit in with you for the rest of the day as we move to the television side. But in the meantime, let me remind you that there's one beer that delivers both lightness and flavor, and that's Ballantine Beer. The light beer with true lager flavor. Frosty, cool Ballantine Beer. The crisp refresher. Washington leading Baltimore 1-0, end of 2.5. Cleveland, Chicago delayed in the start of its doubleheader because of rain. About to get underway with Perry and Wynn. Detroit, Kansas City later. In the National League, Pittsburgh leading the Phils 2-0, end of 3.5, Haddix and Roberts. Cincinnati at Milwaukee, Perky and Burdette. St. Louis at Los Angeles, Chicago at San Francisco, starting a little later on. And now we're ready to go in the fourth inning, and Phil Rizzuto will be coming right over after we pause for station identification.
1460 on the radio dial. This is Quality Modern, WOKO. Albany, New York, 21 minutes before 3.
Hi, everybody. We're ready to go here in the top of the fourth. The first pitch to Whitey Ford is low inside, ball one. Billy Muffet out on the mound for the Red Sox, took over for Frank Sullivan. Whitey up for his first time in the ball game. Ralph Terry had singled his only time at bat. The next pitch, a little bit low. 1-1 on Whitey. Pitch outside, ball two. Two of them on. This Muffet doesn't take much time between pitches. Hold the phone, the scoreboard. One has 3-1, the other one has 2-1. Pitch is a strike called. Whitey is batting 111. He's 3-for-27, 2 runs batted in. The pitch outside, he lost him. Whitey gets a base on balls. To start off the top of the fourth inning, the Yankees trail 6-3. Here's Bob Serve, who is leading off playing left field today. Mickey Mantle's knee bothering him quite a bit today. He didn't start. Roger Maris is out in center field. Serve has been up twice and bounced to third base both times. Rick Wirtz playing in back of the runner at first. Here's the stretch. The pitch is swung at and missed, strike one. Serve went after a sidearm curveball, didn't get it. On deck is Hector Lopez. Again, the stretch. The pitch is right over, strike two. That was a fastball. Serve thought it was a little low and says so to plate umpire Larry Knapp. Nothing in two on Serve. stretch, the two-strike pitcher. Strike three swinging. He foul tipped it, but it was held on by the catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Muffet gets his first strike out of the ball game. And it brings up Hector Lopez, who struck out single to left field. He scored once. Sure, talking with Lopez now. Hector wants to know what Muffet throws. The Yankees have not seen Muffet. Giving him whatever he has learned up at the plate in his one time at bat against Muffet. Quarters at first with one away. On deck, Yogi Berra. Here's a stretch by the right hander. His pitch is a little bit outside ball one. Again, Muffet sets. Curve is over. Strike one. One and one. Right-hander sets. The pitch is a curve on the inside corner. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Ball, two strikes, one out. Whitey Ford, real short lead off first base. Vic Wirtz playing in back of the runner. Here's the pitch. It's hit on the ground at third. Mal Zone up with a dose to Reynolds for one. Back to first. Double play as Vic Wirtz gets it out of the dirt. And that was a long double play as Mal Zone caught the ball in back of third. A long throw to second and a long throw to first base in the dirt. And for the Red Sox, their 80th double play of the year. For the Yankees in the top of the fourth, no runs, no hits, no Red Sox errors, nobody left. The score at the end of three and a half innings, the Red Sox 6 and the Yankees 3. Fourth inning, it'll be the top of the Red Sox batting order facing Whitey Ford. Willie Sasby, who homered in the first inning, high up in the screen in deep left center field, and then singled in the second inning to drive in his second run of the ball game. He's also scored once. Sasby came over from Baltimore. Right-hand hitter choked up on the bat. Whitey Ford ready out on the mound. Gets the sign from Yogi Berra. Whitey then turns around, looks at his defense. Here's the windup. Fastball is a little low, ball one. Yankees have serve and left, Maris in center, and Lopez in right. Because of the injury to Mantle's knee, Casey had to switch his outfield. Curveball is over, strike one, one and one. And on the infield, Casey had to make a couple of moves because Kubek's knee is bothering him, so McDougal's at third and Boyer at short. Richardson at second, Scarron at first, Berra catching and Ford pitching. 1-1 pitch, inside, and low ball two, 2-1. On deck, Pete Reynolds. Here's a 2-1 delivery, slow curve, hit deep to left field, and this one is off the wall. Berra fields it on, two bounces, it gets away from him. Sasby's going into second base with a double. Boy, that Willie Sasby is really hitting that ball. A long home run. A line single to left and now a line double off the left field wall. Third tried to field that ball barehanded as it caromed back off the wall, and it just skidded off his fingers, enabling Sasby to get into second base. Here's Pete Runnels, who singled and struck out. Willie Sasby, 3-for-3 on the day, a single, a double, and a homer. Pitch to Runnels, curve high. Pete ran up as though to bunt that ball. McDougal was charging in. On deck is Ted Williams. Ford into the stretch position. Full curve, bunted down the first base line, and Scourin makes the play easily, but Sasby easily moves to third as Runnels sacrifices. And here comes Ted Williams. He bunted that ball a little too hard. If it had been a little slower, he'd have had himself a base hit. Whitey Ford now talking with third base umpire Charlie Berry. Hey, wait a minute. What's the story? They're debating the play as to whether Scourin had complete possession of the ball. It had rolled up in his arm and crooked between the break and his right arm. Frank Umont says that he had the ball. Charlie Berry, the third base umpire, talking with Larry Knapp, the plate umpire. If in their judgment, Scourin did not have complete possession of the ball, Runnels would have been safe at first base. But after it lodged in Scourin's elbow, it rolled down. We saw him grab it with his bare hand. Ted Williams about it. Ted's been up twice, walked twice. He scored once in the ballgame. Sasby is at third with one away. The Yankee infield has been pulled in now for a possible play at the plate. Here's the windup by Whitey. Sidearm, fastball is over. Strike one call. Boy, Williams can hit those hard line drives and hard ground balls with overspin. It's dangerous to be this close to the infielders. The curveball is outside. 1-1. On deck is Vic Wirth. Whitey takes a check at Sasby, leading off third. Pitch is a curve way outside. Ball two. 2-1. Strike, one out. Red Sox lead 6-3 in the bottom of the fourth, and they're threatening again. Here's the windup. Curve is over. Strike two. Full count on Williams. Now the payoff pitch to Ted. Fastball hit on the ground at second. The run will score. Richardson moved back on the play, and Williams grounds out, but Sasby comes across to score for the third time in the ballgame, and the Red Sox lead 7-3. And the announcement comes over, the 1,800th RBI for Ted Williams in his major league career. Man, that's a lot of runs to drive over the plate. Here's Vic Wirth, who flied to left and then hit a grand slam homer. There's a ground ball. Scourin was right up with a backhand. Throws to Ford covering in time for the out. And so for the Red Sox in the bottom of the fourth inning. One run on one base hit. No Yankee errors. And nobody left on base. The score at the end of four full innings. The Red Sox 7. And the Yankees 3.
Now we're on the
go again with the rest of the game brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial gasoline. The gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. Going down the scoreboard at the end of 4.5 innings, the Pirates continue to lead the Phillies 2-0 behind Harvey Haddix, Robin Roberts on the mound for Philadelphia. Cincinnati and Milwaukee, no score at the end of one. Baltimore trailing Washington 1-0 with the Birds batting in the bottom of the fourth. Felix against Jerry Walker.
The game continues at the beginning of
summer. The strike one for a ball. This market took a spread. Yogi was not ready that time. One of the few times that I can ever remember, and Yogi was talking with plate umpire Larry Knott. Muffet takes very little time between pitches. He takes no windup at all. The serve is pop foul coming back out of play. Nothing and two on Yogi. And, of course, the Yankees, after a while, will be stepping out on Muffet. He does not take any time between pitches. That's the way he gets his rhythm. And once the batter starts stepping out on him, it'll kind of slow him up a little and throw him off. Strike pitch. High outside, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Johnny Blanchard, who is not uniform today, sitting up here, has played against Billy Muffet quite often, tells us that Muffet is sneaky fast. Gives the impression of throwing it easy, but the ball is up on him. Pitch is a curve outside, 2-2. He's also got a good sinker and a knuckleball. Roger Maris is on deck. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. Full count on Yogi. Muffet was trying to hit at him after getting the first two pitches over for strikes. The payoff pitch is hitting the ground at second base. Pete Reynolds coming in for the high hop. Throws to work in time to get Yogi. That'll bring up Roger Maris, who struck out in the first inning and reached on an error in the third after he hit a hard hit ball that Reynolds just about got his glove on. On deck, Bill Scarron. 7-3, the Red Sox lead. Pitch to Maris is low, ball one. The 1-0 pitch is right over, strike one, 1-1. I said you can't take the eye off Muffet for a second. Puts the ball, holds it about belt high, and then pitches. Change up, piles off on the screen. One ball, two strikes. Now Muffet ready. His pitch to Maris is outside, ball three, 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's outside, ball three, 3-2. Muffet steps back to get the rosin ball. Ready now for the payoff pitch to Maris. There it is, and it's a little bit high, ball four, as he tried to curve him on a 3-2 pitch. That's the second walk given up by Muffet. And it brings up Bill Scarron, who's 2-for-2, has driven in 2 runs. He homered, leading off the top of the second, and a single to right field to drive in Hector Lopez in the third inning. The Moose now has 54 runs batted in. Here's a stretch by Muffet. The pitch is down inside, ball one. Wirtz was not holding Roger too close, and Roger took a real big lead that time. Vic playing in back of the runner. One away. Here's a stretch. The pitch high inside, ball two. 2-0.
check Gil McDougal. The stretch and the pitch is a curve hit. Deep to left. There's another homer for Sauer. This one's going all the way out of the ballpark. And across the street. And it moves to hit that one. Completely out of Fenway Park. And it's now a 7-5 ball game. Sauer has now driven in 4 runs. And 4 moves to his second home of the game. He's 13th of the year. He now has 56 runs batted in. Man, how he would love to play in this spot. Doesn't want to leave the Yankees, but I mean, it would be nice for him to play 77 games. Sullivan out to the mound to talk with Muffet. Gil McDougal, who bounced a short twice. He was given credit for an RBI on one of his ground balls to shortstop. One out, the pitch to Gil. Slow curve over, strike one call. Curve outside, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Smoker swung it and missed. Strike two. One ball, two strikes on Gil. One out and nobody on. Pitch is a curve low outside. 2-2. It's 2-2-6. It's a curve high this time. Ball 3-3 and 2. And Muffet has been wild. He's only walked two, but he has had a 3-2 count on quite a few hitters. Sal Nagle, the pitching coach of the Red Sox, getting somebody up in the bullpen. Strike three called on a 3-2 pitch. Muffet hit the outside corner. And Gil was caught looking at a third strike. Sturdivant and Wills are up in the Red Sox bullpen. Wills the left-hander, Sturdivant the right-hander. Here's Cletus Boyle, who's 2-for-2 today. Pitch to Boyle, slow curve over, strike one call. Cleet looks back at Larry Knapp. Thought the curve ball was a little bit inside that time. Outside this time, 1-1. Two out, nobody on. 7-5, the Red Sox lead here in the top of the fifth. Fastball fouled back on the screen and out of play. One ball, two strikes. Pitch is popped in the air, foul outside of first. Wirtz is chasing it down the line near the stands, and he can't get it. It goes back in about three rows. Count holds at one ball and two strikes. Before Wirtz was back in his position. That's how quick he gets rid of it. Here's the pitch. Slow curve low. Ball 2-2-2. Two, 2-2 pitch. Hit high and deep to left field. Wiggins going back in front of the wall and makes the catch just in front of the wall. It looked for a second like that ball might carry. But I guess Freed hit it off the end of the bat. Didn't quite get the good wood on it. And 40 Yankees in the top of the fifth inning. Two runs on one base hit, Sauer's second home run of the ball game. No Red Sox errors and nobody left to score at the end of 4.5 innings. The Red Sox 7 and the Yankees 5.
Right, Joe. You know, friends, at a traffic light, you can often tell if your car isn't performing up to par.
Maybe it stalls frequently, or idles up, or possibly doesn't have any pickup when the light changes. Well, this could mean a dirty carburetor, something that can happen to any car, old or new. You see, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants get by your air cleaner and build up as deposits inside the carburetor of your car. And these troublesome deposits can cause an improper mixture of air and gasoline. And the result? Rough performance and actual gasoline waste. But thanks to new Atlantic Imperial gasoline, you now can keep your carburetor clean without even raising the hood. Atlantic Imperial cleans your carburetor as you drive, doing a complete job in just a few thousand miles. So to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. Larry Knox, dusting off home plate. Dalga back from left handed. Ford's curve high inside again. Ball 2, 2-0. Nobody warming up in either bullpen now. Muffet was in a little danger of being taken out. Fastball is fouled back out of play. Two balls, one strike. Righty, into the windup. Side on fastball, hit foul right in the Red Sox dugout. 2-2. Wants an exchange of baseballs. There's a 2-2 pitch. Curveball hit high in the air, deep to right field. Lopez going back, back in front of the bullpen, and makes the catch just in front of the Red Sox bullpen in deep left center field. And the balls are flying out there today with that wind blowing out. That brings up Frank Malzone, who lined as third baseman and then bounced out. Hit one off Whitey's glove at Richardson Field, isn't back a second, and was thrown out on a close play. And that's 0-2 for Frank. Whitey's curveball is in there, strike one call. Slow curve. This one hit high in the air to left field. Maris digging over to his right, and he can't get it. It's off the wall. Malzone is going around first. He's coming around second. He's going to strike the third. Here's third throw. It's wide, and Malzone's in with a triple. Roger Maris hit that brick wall fairly hard as he made a desperation leap for the ball. And it picked away from Maris, and before third could retrieve it, in left center field, Malzone is on a third with a triple. The third hit off Whitey Ford, and for Malzone, that's his first triple of the year. So with one out, the Red Sox are threatening again. They lead in the ballgame 7-5. Don Budden, who beat out an infield single and fly to left field to batter. The infield playing in for a play at the plate. Here's Ford into the windup. Best Ford in the dirt. Gets away from Yogi, but not too far. Yogi blocked it with his body, and it kicked about 6 feet in front of the plate. Ball one. Each team now with 8 base hits. But the Red Sox lead 7-5. Frank Malzone at third base with one away. Whitey looks at Malzone. Now the windup, double pump that time. He pitched the button. His hit in the ground is short. Malzone does not come in. Boy, his throw to first in time to get button. And the reason Whitey took that double pump, he wanted to see if Malzone was going to break. And if possible, the Red Sox might have had the squeeze play on.
smart play by Whiting. And Budden bounces out to short. That makes it two away. Mal Jones still at third base. The infield now moves back. Here's Haywood Sullivan, who single to center field and walks. Big right-hand hitting catcher. Whitey's curve is low inside, ball one. Johnny James is getting up in the Yankee bullpen. Pitch to Sullivan outside, ball two, 2-0. Leads off third. Whitey's windup. Fastball high outside. Almost got away from Yogi. Ball three. 3-0. They're going to walk Sullivan intentionally. He'd have been swinging at a 3-0 pitch. The pitch would do up next. Second time that Ford has walked Sullivan. And third walk for Whitey four. Here's Billy Muppet, who bounced to the shortstop his first time at bat. And Johnny Blanchard, as he told you, sitting up here, says that Muppet's not a bad hitting pitcher. Bats him right-handed. Sullivan at first, Mal Jones at third with two out. Here's the stretch. The throw to first, and Sullivan's back. Here's a stretch by Whitey. Curve is high, ball one. On deck is Willie Chasby. Whitey in a stretch position. Pitch, curve ball, outside, ball two, 2-0. Goes back to the rosin bag, rubbing up the ball. Now he checks the sign from Yogi. Here's the stretch. Fastball fouled on the right field line, out of play. Two balls, one strike, two outs, two on. Stretch by Whitey. Curve, high outside, ball three, 3-1. Johnny James continues to heat up in the Yankee bullpen. Whitey is straddling the rubber, waiting for Haywood Sullivan to walk off a little bit. He'd be ready to throw. He's got more moves out there. All right, here's the stretch. 3-1 pitch. Strike call. 3-2. Muppet taking all the way that time. So now with a 3-2 count and two outs, Haywood Sullivan will be off with the pitch. So he's got to be careful not to leave too soon. Here's the stretch. The throw to first base. Sullivan's back. He has been warned about Whitey Ford's move out there. All right, again the stretch by Whitey. The payoff pitch. A liner right at Bobby Richardson. Hit that ball right on the nose. He does whip that bat pretty well. For the Red Sox in the bottom of the fifth, no runs on one base hit. No Yankee errors. Two men left to score at the end of five full innings. The Red Sox 7, the Yankees 5, and we pause for station identification.
1460 on the radio dial. This is Quality Modern WOKO. Serving Albany, Schenectady, and Troy.
On the scoreboard in the American League at the end of five innings. Washington won, Baltimore nothing. Frelick against Walker. Dan Dobeck homered in the third with nobody on. Cleveland leads Chicago 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Perry against Wynn. They're playing a doubleheader in the Wynn. Detroit as Kansas City starts later on. Pittsburgh leads the Phillies 2-0 at the end of five and a half. Maddox against Roberts. Cincinnati nothing. Milwaukee nothing at the end of two. Perky against Burdett. And St. Louis at Los Angeles and Chicago at San Francisco start later on. Bobby Richardson will lead off the top of the sixth inning for the Yankees. Bobby struck out and bounced to second base. 7-5 to score. The Red Sox lead. Billy Muffet on the mound. It's Victor Richardson low inside, ball one. James is still loosening up out of the bullpen. Whitey Ford is due to be the second batter this inning. Nobody's out in the on deck there. So ball two, 2-0. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Strike call, a fastball on the inside corner. Ken Hadley is coming out of the Yankee dugout now, swinging a couple of bats. So it looks like Ford will be out of the ballgame. Here's the pitch to Richardson at the curve, low outside, ball three. 3-1. One pitch, strike, call, 3-2. Full count on Richardson, leading off here in the top of the sixth inning. The payoff pitch, a ground ball, hit to the left side, backhanded and couldn't be held by Don Borden. It's a base hit. Al Zorn just missed getting that ball. An infield single for Bobby Richardson, second hit off Muffet. And a nice hit for the Yankees in the ball game. And Ken Hadley is coming out to bat for Whitey Ford. And for the Red Sox, Ted Wills and Tom Sturdivant are up again, the left-hander and the right-hander for the Red Sox. Richardson hit first with nobody out. Worth holding him on. Hadley, batting 209, has four home runs and eight runs batted in. Left-hand hitter. Pitch is swung at and missed this one. Stretch by Muffet. Pitch is outside, ball 1-1-1. Whitey Ford worked 3 2/3 innings. Gave up 2 hits. Walked 3, struck out 2, and allowed 3 runs. Quick throw to first. Again, the stretch for the Richardson. The pitch is a curve low inside. Ball 2, 2-1. Pitch is hit high in the air to short left field. Ted Williams coming in, moving under it, and Ted's got it. Richardson halfway down to second, hustles back to first base. One away, here's Bob Sturve, who's 0-3. Twice bounced to third and one struck out swing. Red Sox 7 and the Yankees 5 in the top of the sixth inning. Richardson at first with one away. Pitch to serve, it swung at it, missed strike one. Had a good cut at that fastball. On deck, Hector Lopez. Muffet stretch, the fastball swung at it, missed strike two. Wants to look at the ball, and Larry Knapp, the plate umpire, goes out to get it. Now he looks it over, finds it okay, and keeps it in play. Richardson leading off first base. Two strikes on four. This is low outside, ball one. Bob almost went after a low outside curveball. One man out. Here's a strike. Pitch a strike, three swinging. Went after a bad curveball, didn't get it. Muffet gets his third strike out of the ballgame, and it brings up Hector Lopez, who struck out, singled, and hit into a double play. Muffet into the stretch position. Pitch to Lopez. He's hit in the ground foul outside of third. The said he didn't try for that one. It was a little too hard. Sally Berry, the third base umpire, has to go back to retrieve it. Here's the stretch. Low curve popped in the air. The third baseman, Frank Malzone, is moving under it and makes the catch in foul territory for the third out. So for the Yankees in the top of the sixth, no runs, one hit, no Red Sox errors, one man left. Score at the end of five and a half innings, the Red Sox 7 and the Yankees 5.
Well, hey, is this
the
station
get on? Yes, sir, at Atlantic Station. Can I help you?
Yes, yes, the train's right from Mr. Bonnet.
Bonnet?
Yes, engine's fluttering all that.
Oh, the car. Well, it could be a dirty carburetor.
Carburetor? Yes.
Yeah, a dirty carburetor often causes rough, uneven performance. With gasoline, too.
You betcha.
But we can fix that right here with Atlantic Imperial Gasoline. It cleans your carburetor as you drive.
Atlantic Imperial, I see that's a jolly good name for petrol. And it cleans the carburetor.
Yes, sir, and keeps it clean.
Messy, let's give it a bit of a go with Imperial, eh, what? Well, these Americans may drive the wrong side of the road, but they certainly know about cars. They see those Atlantic chaps with the Atlantic Imperial. Cleans the carburetor and all that. Really top thing. Atlantic keeps your car on the go.
Johnny James has come on now, the third Yankee pitcher of the afternoon. Ralph Terry started the ball game, went just an inning and a third. Whitey Ford took three in the third inning. Johnny James making his 24th appearance of the year. He's won five and lost one. Has an average of 3.27. Johnny is only 5'10 and weighs but 160 pounds, but he can fire that ball. And he's got some breaking stuff that's tough to hit up there, too. From Pacific Palisades, California. Here's Wooden Sasby leading off, and he's had himself quite a day so far. He has a homer, a single, and a double in that order. Has driven in two runs and scored twice. Right hand hitting center fielder. The top of the Red Sox batting order up. Pitch to Sasby, low inside, ball one. Sasby has two home runs so far in this three-game series against Yankee pitching. Here's the wind-up by James. The pitch is fouled off the end of the bat. Strike one, one of mine. Eddie Lopez says that Johnny James has one of the best sliders he has ever seen any pitcher throw, including himself, and Eddie had one of the finest sliders in baseball. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's line to left field, and that one's going to be off the wall. Man, is he hitting that ball. Sarah fields it on one hop, and this time he holds Sasby to a long single.
Holy cow, is that Sasby hitting that ball? He has it four line drive. Held to a single. And that was really a line drive because it just went about 10 feet high all the way and hit just above the scoreboard. Serve this time fielded it barehanded, and a good throw to second base held Sasby on. Here's Pete Runnels. Single struck out and sacrificed. On deck, Ted Williams. 4-for-4 for Tassie. Hits to Runnels. Is bunted out and fouled back. Strike one. Off to Chester Petro plate umpire Larry Nutt. Bill McDougal is way in at third. Scowen is holding first against Tassie. Boyer and Richardson are back in double play depth. Here's the stretch. The pitch is outside. They have the pitch out on. Runnels ready to bunt again. It's 1-1. Now Pete looks down at Billy Hammond, coaching at third. Jones checking the sign from Yogi. Here's the stretch. Pitch. He swings this time and fouls it back out of play. Up on the roof. With McDougal coming in. Runnels tried to hit one right by Gill, and he can do it. He can hit the left field better than a right-hand hitter. Sounds odd, even though he is a left-hand hitter, but he hits the darndest line drive to left field. One ball, two strikes on Runnels. 7-5, the Red Sox lead. Here's the stretch. Third is over, strike three. Pete Runnels caught looking at a call, third strike. And here comes Ted Williams. Ted walked twice, he scored once, and then bounced to second base to drive in a run. He's 0-for-1. And into the game batting 347. Tassie is at first base with one away. Pitch to Williams, curve high outside, ball one. Deck, Vic Wirth. Willie Sasby homered in the first inning to get the Red Sox their first run. Curve low inside, ball two. Yogi turns around and talks to Larry Knapp and shakes his head. Yogi thought that was a good pitch. 2-0 on Williams. Williams looks big even from up here. Imagine how he looks to a pitcher out on the mound. Stretch. And the pitch on the outside corner, strike one. 2-1 the count. Scowen continues to hold first against Tassie. Pitch outside, ball three, and again Yogi jumps around and looks at Larry Knapp. Knapp ducks off home plate. Three and one on Williams. Here's the stretch. Pitch is over, strike two. He took a little bit off that time. Full count now. 3-2 and with one out. I imagine Tassie will be off with the pitch. Game stretches, ready for the payoff. Says quick throw to first, Tassie's back. Johnny almost slipped off the mound that time throwing that ball to first base. Stretch again. There goes the runner. The curve is hit foul outside of first base. Tassie down to second, goes back to first base. 3-2 count on Williams. Red Sox leading 7-5. Bottom of the sixth. The stretch. Pitch is low, ball four. Williams walks for the third time in the ball game. Man, what an eye he's got. And it brings up Vic Wirth, who flied to left in the first inning, then hit a bases loaded home run in the center field bleachers
in the second inning, bounced to first in the fourth. Pitched with four big RBIs. He had four RBIs yesterday. That's eight in two games. That's a pretty good month's work for the ball players. All right, Williams at first. Pasby at second. One away. Here's the stretch by James. Pitch is hit on the ground at second. Could be two. Richardson, the boy, for one. Back to first. Double play. And a fast double play. The ball was hit right on the nose. For the Red Sox in the bottom of the sixth, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. The score at the end of the sixth full inning. The Red Sox 7 and the Yankees 5. On the scoreboard now, the Orioles have tied up the ball game against Washington 1-1 at the end of 6.5 innings. Kralik against Walker. Dobek Holman in the third with nobody on. Cleveland leads Chicago 1-0 at the end of 2.5. Perry against Wynn. That game has been called for a few minutes because of some rain, but they're back in action again. Detroit at Kansas City, it's Larry against Daly. In the National League, the Phillies have tied up the Pirates 2-2 at the end of 7.5 innings. Haddix against Roberts. Ted Lesio homered in the seventh with nobody on. Cincinnati nothing, Milwaukee nothing at the end of 3.5. Turkey against Verdet. And St. Louis and Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco have not yet started. Yogi Berra is due to be the leadoff hitter for the Yankees here in the top of the seventh inning. Yogi doubled, popped to first, and bounced to second. And here is the attendance. 28,643. 28,643. They had 32,000 the first night, 24 yesterday. That's a pretty good three-day attendance record. Not a record, but pretty happy about it. All right, the first pitch to Yogi, low outside, ball one. Muppet's pitch to Yogi is outside, ball two, 2-0. On deck, Roger Maris. Mitchie Yog is over the outside corner for a call, strike 2-1. The 2-1 pitch is a changeup inside, ball three, 3-1. Muppet was not too happy with that call. The 3-1 pitch is over, strike two, full count on Yogi. Pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Runnels loves it on the outfield grass. Throws to Wirtz in time to get Yogi. He made a nice play on that ball, going far and deep to his left. One away. Brings up Roger Maris, who struck out, reached on an error, and walked. Roger has scored twice in the ball game. Nobody on. 7-5. The Red Sox are leading the Yankees. They're in the top of 7. On deck, Bill Scarron. Maris hits the ground ball to first base. Vic Wirtz up with it. Flips the Muppet covering in time to get Maris. As Roger went after the first pitch, that's two away. And I know the Red Sox are happy to see Scarron coming up with nobody on base. Because the Moose has two homers and a single in this ball game. He's driven in four runs. Both first basemen have driven in four runs. Wirtz for the Red Sox and Scarron for the Yankees. Two out, nobody on. On deck, Gil McDougal. Muppet's pitch is a changeup inside, ball one. Well, Muppet's thrown everything in his repertoire against Scarron. He'd like to come up with a new pitch if he could right now. Fastball popped in the air to short right center field. Gary Geiger moving to his right, coming under it. And then backing up and making the catch, going back as the wind got hold of it. So they finally get Scarron out, and for the Yankees in the top of the seventh. They get down 1-2-3, nothing across. The score is in a 6.5 inning. The Red Sox 7 and the Yankees 5.
Sometimes the way your car performs can be downright embarrassing.
especially if it's been stalling frequently or idling rough or possibly doesn't have the get-up-and-go you're accustomed to. Well, your trouble could be a dirty carburetor, a condition that can affect any car, old or new. And here's... Exhaust fumes and minute particles of dirt can get by your air cleaner and build up deposits inside along the lower carburetor wall. Even a small amount of these deposits can cause the throttle plate to feed the wrong mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. Consequently, you get rough performance and actual gasoline waste. But a dirty carburetor is one embarrassment to forget about if you use Atlantic Imperial gasoline. You see, Atlantic Imperial actually goes to work, cleaning out the deposits in your carburetor as you drive. What's more, it keeps your carburetor clean, puts more pleasure back into driving. So to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean.
Mr. Geiger, a ball that bounces in the dirt. Ball one. On deck, Frank Malzahn. Mr. Geiger has a curve low inside, ball two. Two or nothing. James, another windup. Fastball inside, ball three. 3-0 count on Geiger. Here's a 3-0 delivery. It's low, ball four. Johnny James gives up his second walk of the ball game. Here's Malzahn, who lined a third, grounded out to second base, and then tripled to deep left center field. Johnny Gabler is up in the Yankee bullpen. Geiger leads off first, Collin holding him close. Here's the stretch. Malzahn takes it low as he has squared around the bunker ball, ball one. And Malzahn wants a look at that ball. Collin comes over to the mound to talk with Johnny James and hustles back to first base. Nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh. The Red Sox leading 7-5. Pitch to Malzahn is bunted out and missed. Strike one. 1-1. Well, imagine Malzahn has been called on very often to sacrifice, especially here in Fenway Park. Here's the stretch. Again, he squares around, takes it outside. Ball two, 2-1. Now Malzahn looks down at Billy Herman, hoping that the bunt sign is off. Anybody with any kind of power loves to hit all the time in this park. Geiger at first base. Geiger takes a little bit of the lead. Now here's the stretch. There he goes. The ball is hit on the ground over McDougal. Said that's going to be an infield single. They had no chance on that at all, as with the runner going, Malzahn hit a high Baltimore chop over McDougal's head. Gill was playing in. Boyer backhanded the ball. And it's an infield single, the second hit off Johnny James. Second hit for Malzahn in the ball game. Now McDougal comes over to talk with James. While Gill's talking to Johnny James, let's pause for station identification. Button takes the pitch low inside, ball one, with Collin and McDougal charging in and Richardson breaking the first, Boyer the second. Button ready to bunt, took a ball. Geiger is at second, Malzahn at first with nobody out. Here's the stretch by James. Here comes Scarron running way in. The pitch is bunted. Scarron backhands it. Nobody's up there. He stops. No play. No play, and it's going to go as a base hit. Bill Scarron made a beautiful play. The ball was bunted to the third base side of the pitcher's box. Scarron, who had started charging in before James ever delivered the pitch, backhanded the ball, but Gil McDougall could not know that Scarron was going to make that play, and Gil came charging in. There was nobody at third base. Scarron fortunately held up, not throwing the third, but he could not turn around and throw to first in time. So the bases are loaded with nobody out, and the batter is Heywood Sullivan, the catcher, who has singled and walked twice. The Red Sox leading 7-5. Nobody out, and the bases loaded. Big right-hand hitting catcher up. Here's the windup. Pitch to Sullivan is high inside, ball one. An unusual play, and what a play the Moose made. Well, I said he takes a lot of chances charging in the way he does. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's fouled back in the stands out of play to the right of home plate. 1-1. Muffet due to be the next batter. Willie Tasby is on deck. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Sullivan. It's fouled out of play. Over the roof this time. One ball, two strikes. Button at first, Malzone at second, Geiger at third. Nobody out. James into the windup. Serve is in there. Strike three called. Heywood Sullivan caught looking at a third strike. Strikeout number two for Johnny James, and here comes Billy Muffet, the pitcher. Muffet bounces short and lined out to second base. Out for Johnny James, but he's not out of the woods yet. Scarron is in at first. McDougal's in at third. Boyer and Richardson playing halfway on the infield. The pitch is squeeze play is fouled, and boy, Muffet made a fine play there as James threw the ball high and inside, with Geiger coming in on a suicide squeeze and the other two runners breaking. Muffet kind of leaped in the air and got part of his bat on the ball to deflect it away. Otherwise, Geiger would have been a dead duck at the plate. Now Muffet steps out of the batter's box to look down at Billy Herman, coaching at third. One strike on the Red Sox pitcher. James to the windup. Geiger starts. Stops. The pitch is fouled back. Off the screen. Strike two. Nothing in two on Muffet. On deck, Willie Tasby. Johnny James wants another baseball. Gets it from Larry Knapp. Here's the windup. A pitch out. He was not coming in. Yogi thought that they might put the squeeze on with a two-strike count, which, of course, is always a possibility. But nobody was breaking. One ball, two strikes now on Muffin. Here's the windup. Pitch is strike three. Swing went after a bad high curveball. And Johnny James gets two strikeouts, and here's Willie Tasby. Willie Stasny has homered, singled, doubled, and singled again. Three of his base hits going against the wall. The pitch to Willie. Serve in there, strike one call. He's driven in two runs four twice, scored three times. He has raised his batting average 11 points today from 254 where he started to 265. Base is loaded with two outs. Here's the windup. Curve is swung and a miss, strike two, as James came in with a side-on curveball and fooled Willie Stasny, had him way out in front. And now time is called as James wants to talk with Yogi between home plate and the pitcher's box. Yogi puts his arm around James. All right, now they've got things straightened out. Nothing in two count on Stasny. Here's the windup. Curve is high, ball one. One ball, two strikes. All three runners leading away. James into the windup. Curve high, ball two, two and two. Yogi rubs the ball up before throwing it back to James. Johnny goes to the rosin bag. Geiger at third. Malzone at second. Button at first. 2-2 count on Willie Stasny. Here's the windup. Curve is high inside, ball three, and we got a full count. And with 3-2 on the batter, all three runners will be going with the pitch. Payoff pitch to Stasny. There go the runners. It's a ground ball base hit. Another hit for Stasny. Two runs are in. And the Red Sox lead 9-5 as Willie Stasny gets his fifth consecutive base hit. What an afternoon for Stasny. Three singles, a double, and a homer for Willie Stasny. Four runs batted in, and he scored three times. And he is personally taking care of the Yankees today. The Red Sox are leading 9-5. After James has gotten two quick strikes on Stasny through three balls, and then Willie singled in a hole between short and third. Here's Pete Runnels. The pitch to Runnels, low outside, ball one. Pete singles, struck out twice in sacrifices, one for three. Day for Willie Stasny, one he'll never forget. The stretch by James. The pitch is low inside, backhanded by Yogi. Ball two, two or nothing. Just when it looked like Johnny James was picking himself out of a tough jam, he had the bases loaded and nobody out, struck out the catcher and the pitcher. Stasny came through. Boy, when you're hot, you hit anybody on any pitch. 2-0 pitch low, ball three, 3-0. Johnny Gabler still loosening up in the Yankee bullpen. The 3-0 pitch, strike call, 3-1. And if they walk Runnels, Ted Williams will come up with the bases loaded. John Button almost scored the first base on that single by Stasny to left field. High fly to straightaway center field. Maris going back, way back, and makes the catch just in front of the flagpole, about 370 feet from home plate. So for the Red Sox, in the bottom of the seventh, two more runs on three base hits. No Yankee errors. Two men left to score at the end of seven full innings. And the Yankees 5.
Right, Joe. Say, how much does it cost to clean a carburetor? Well, for regular users of New Atlantic Imperial gasoline, not a penny. That's because New Atlantic Imperial is especially designed to clean your carburetor as you drive. Yes, sir? With your very first tankful, new Atlantic Imperial starts to remove the troublesome deposits that normally collect on the carburetor wall. Make it a habit to use new Atlantic Imperial gasoline in your car. Do away with stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste caused by a dirty carburetor. That's Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Top of the eighth for the Yanks, McDougal, Boyer, and Richardson. Bill?
Billy Muffet out on the mound. Rich DeGale has popped foul down the right field line. Worth chasing it. He can't get it. It goes back into the seats out of play. Strike pitch is hit through the middle, out to center field. That ball hit the pitching rubber, hit high in the air, and fielded by Willie Sansby in center field. McDougal starts things off here in the top of the eighth with a single. Art Dittmar now up in the Yankee bullpen. Gable sits down. Cletus Boyer, who is 2-for-3, two singles, and then flied out to deep left field, steps into the batter's box. Here's the stretch by Muffet. Pitch to Boyer is an accidental foul to the right of the plate as he tried to check his swing. Gretchen, the curve is hit high in the air to left field. Ted Williams moving back on the cinder pit, makes the catch just in front of the scoreboard. That's twice. That Boyer didn't quite get all of the wood on the ball. Trent Williams back just in front of the fence, one away. Bobby Richardson struck out, bounced to second and singled. McDougal at first with one out. Red Sox leading 9-5 here in the top of the eighth. Pitch to Bobby as a curve over, strike one call. And Mickey Mantle is coming out of the Yankee dugout, bringing a couple of bats. And the fans, as you can tell, are just now noticing Mantle coming on deck. Pitch to Bobby, line to left center field, a base hit. McDougal around second base and then holds on as Richardson gets his second base hit. And here comes Mickey Mantle. Batting for Johnny James. Batting 275, has 8 doubles, 5 triples, 20 homers, and 45 runs batted in. Dittmar and Gable now up in the Yankee bullpen. Ted Wills, the left-hander, is up again. And they've got a right-hander going two out there. Cornelius, the right-hander, is up with Ted Wills, the left-hander in the Red Sox bullpen. Runners at first and second with one out. Mickey Mantle, the batter. Pitch to Mickey. It's a strike on the outside corner. Mickey batting left-handed against the right-hander, Billy Muffet. On deck, Bob Sturr. Both bullpens going full steam. The stretch. The curve is over. Strike two. Nothing in two on Mickey. Two quick strikes. The pitch, knuckleball. Strike three. Ball. And Muffet gets his fourth strike out of the ballgame. And Mickey actually lost that last pitch. He took his eye off. It was ducking out of the way. And it really floated up and caught part of the plate. That's two ways. His barb serve was 0 for 4. Bounced to third twice, struck out twice. Runners at first and second with two out. The Red Sox leading 9-5 in the top of the eighth. The pitch to serve is fouled on the right field line, strike one. Nothing and one on serve. Muppet taking a little bit more time now, reading the signs from Heywood Sullivan. He has really been pitching fast. Here's the stretch. Pitch low outside, ball one, one among. Time is called. Sullivan, the catcher, runs out to talk with Muppet. Could have something to do with the signals, as Billy took quite a bit of time reading Sullivan's sign that time. One and one to count. Richardson leads off first, McDougal off second. 1-1 pitch is the ground ball hit to the right side. Reynolds is up with it. Throws to work in time to get there. Bob broke his bat. Made that right off the fist. For the Yankees in the top of the eighth, no runs. Two hits, no Red Sox errors. Two men left to score at the end of 7.5 innings. The Red Sox 9 and the Yankees 5.
Well, Mr. Thompson, we found the trouble. Your carburetor is dirty. Look.
You mean that little bit was enough to do it?
That's right. Because of the close clearance on the carburetor, just a small amount of deposit can cause a throttle plate to feed the wrong mixture of air and gasoline. So your engine stalls a lot, idles rough, and wastes gasoline.
But what causes that deposit? You know I take good care of my car.
It's not your fault. You see, exhaust fumes and other stuff in the air get by your air cleaner and build up in your carburetor.
Well, isn't there any way I can prevent these deposits?
There is now. Just start using Atlantic Imperial gasoline.
Atlantic Imperial? Why?
Well, it's because the Atlantic Imperial they make today will actually clean out your carburetor and keep it clean while you drive.
You mean I won't have to spend money to have my carburetor cleaned again?
No, sir. Atlantic Imperial gasoline is all you need to keep your carburetor clean. Try it.
Okay, Bill, you sold me. My next tank full is Atlantic Imperial.
Johnny Gabler has come on now. He's the fourth Yankee pitcher of the afternoon. We've had Terry, Ford, and James in there. And no one has been able to stop the Red Sox completely. They scored four runs off Terry, three off Ford, and two off Johnny James. James pitched two innings, gave up four hits, walked two, struck out three, and allowed two runs. Johnny Gabler coming on is making his 18th appearance of the year. He's won three and lost three, has a 3.98 earned run average. Johnny is 6'2", weighs just 165 pounds, from Overland Park, Kansas. With Denver last year, he won 14 and lost 9. Leading off for the Red Sox, Ted Williams, who has walked three times and bounced to second base once. He's scored once and driven in a run. And this will probably be Williams' last appearance at the plate. Or in the ball game, they usually take him out for a pinch runner. If he should get on, and take him out for the last inning. Ted fouls the pitch. Just below a strike one.
We almost had a souvenir here in the radio booth. Ball low and pitch back to the screen. That's the only way you'll get Williams to move from his batting position. When the catcher throws the ball back, Ted just moves his head but keeps that back foot planted in the box. He throws at his feet and he'll get out of the way. 1-1 on this splendid splitter. Gabler into the windup. Curve is high, ball two. 2-1. Ball three. Boy, this fellow's got just about the finest pair of eyes when it comes to sighting a pitch. 1/100th of an inch outside or inside or up or down. All right, here's a 3-1 delivery. A high pop-up to the left side. Cletus Boyer moving after it. And Boyer's got it for the out. Williams pops out to short. And Ted picks up his glove and heads for the locker room. He's through for the day. Harold Hardy will probably go to left field. Here's Vic Wirtz, who flies to left at a grand slam home run in the second inning. Bounced to first and then hit into a double play. Pitch to Vic. Strike call. The fastball about letter high. This ball game could be Wirtz and Tasby against the Yankees. Wirtz has driven in four and Tasby four. Williams has the other one. Knuckleball almost hits. Wirtz rolls back to the screen. 1-1. One pitch, another knuckle on the outside corner, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Barry Geiger on deck. Gabler into his full windup. Curve hit on the ground at second base. Richardson is up with it. Throws to Scallon for the out, and it's two away. Brings up Gary Geiger, who twice lined to center, struck out once, and walked once. He scored one run. Two out, nobody on. Third ball way outside, ball one. 9-5, the Red Sox lead in the bottom of the eighth. Another curve, this one over. 1-1. Curve outside. Ball 2-2-1. Ball three. Three balls, one strike on Geiger. Two out, nobody on. Here's a 3-1 delivery. Inside, ball four. Geiger walks, and here's Frank Malzone. Malzone lined to third, bounced to second. Triple of left center field and single. Malzone has scored once in the ball game. Two out with Geiger at first. Scallon holding the bag again. Gabler into the stretch position. Pitch to Malzone is high, ball one.
fielder sets again. Quick throw to first, Dodgers back. Here's a set. Pitch is in there for a called strike. One more. Three Paisans at home plate right now. Now Zone Vera and Knapp. One ball, one strike, two outs. Here's a strike by Gabler. Quick throw to first. Dodgers back in town. Johnny takes a couple of looks over at Geiger, leading off. Curve is low outside, there's two and one. Here's a stretch by the right-hander. Quick throw to first, and Dodgers back. Johnny's worried about him. Now he sets again. Pitch is hit on the ground, up the middle. Another base hit for Malzone. Dodgers going to go to third. No, he doesn't. Then he holds up. He rounded the bag as though he were going to go to third. But Maris came charging in, and Malzone gets his third consecutive base hit. First hit off Gabler. And hit number 13 for the Red Sox in the ballgame. That brings up John Budden, who has two singles. Fly to left and bounce to short. Two outs, two on. 9-5, the Red Sox lead in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch to Budden as a curve high inside, ball one. Sidearm curve foul to the right of home plate, one and one. And Geiger leading off second, and Zone off first. Set position by Gabler. Curve hit on the ground, right back to the pitcher, one hop. Gabler is down for the out. For the Red Sox in the bottom of the eighth. No run, one hit. No Yankee errors, two men left to score at the end of eight full innings. The Red Sox 9, the Yankees 5.
Pause 10 seconds for a station identification. This is 1460 on the radio dial. This is the modern WOKO.
That star of yours may be performing well today. Future trouble may be building up without your even knowing it. In the carburetor. You see, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants that filter through your air cleaner can form deposits on the carburetor wall. The result? Loss of power, rough idling, and gasoline waste. But there's an easy way to prevent this right now. Just use Atlantic Imperial Gasoline, the gasoline that actually cleans your carburetor as you drive. So for smooth, even performance all the time, it's Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. Top of the ninth, Lopez, Vera, and Maris. Bill?
Hector Lopez, Yogi Berra, and Roger Maris will be facing Billy Muffet in the top of the ninth inning. Pitch
Dexter Lopez is a strike call. Hector struck out single, hit into a double play, popped his head. Next pitch is over, strike two. Two quick strikes. You hardly have time to get set in the box before Muffet is throwing that ball. Has moved out to left field for Ted Wiggins. The curve is low, ball one. Pitch is hot foul down the right field line. That's going to go back into the stands. Worth chasing him, but he can't get it. Now let's check that. Reynolds has moved to first base. And Punchy Green has gone out to second base. Set the whole defensive alignment. Hardy is in left. Pazzi in center. Geiger in right. Malzone at third. Gordon at short. Punchy Green at second. Pete Reynolds at first to first. Heywood, Sullivan, Cassidy, and Billy Muffet on the mound. That's the way the Red Sox line up. Pitch. Low ball two. Two and two. Two pitch, serving a strike three call. Lopez knew it. He swings all the way around. Strikeout number five for Billy Muffet. And here's Yogi Berra. Yogi doubled his first time up and popped the third and bounced the second his next two times up. Red Sox leading 9-5 in the top of the ninth, one out, nobody on. Yogi is hit deep to right field, way up in the air. Geiger is moving back, getting the range on it now, and makes the catch in deep right field in the corner. Yogi didn't quite pull it enough. That's two away, and here's Roger Maris. Maris struck out, reached on an error, walked and bounced to first. The Red Sox lead. Pitch to Maris is a strike on the outside corner. Pitch outside, 1-1. There's a ball pop foul out of play over the roof. One ball, two strikes. Two out, nobody on. One ball, two strikes, first. Two strikes, three swings. Billy Muffet pitches masterful relief ball against the Yankees, getting his sixth strikeout. And the Yankees go 1-2-3 in the top of the ninth, nothing to score. So Red Sox beat the three-game series, winning the final game 9-5.
And we'll have the totals for you in just a moment. You've heard it said before, I'm sure, the best things in life are free. The sun, the moon, the stars, love, even constructive criticism, to name a few. But what about the family car? Not free, but certainly one of life's best things. A car is a special joy, particularly when it's performing well. How about yours? Lots of little things can throw it off, you know. A weak spark plug or a dirty carburetor. Oh, yes. This does get in your carburetor. Exhaust fumes and other air particles can escape your air cleaner and collect deposits along the carburetor wall, causing an improper mixture of air and gasoline. Stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste are common results. But this problem doesn't have to affect the performance of your car, because today, Atlantic Imperial Gasoline actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Feel your engine to run a little smoother? Or use Atlantic Imperial Gasoline. It could be the answer. The totals this afternoon is the Red Sox complete a sweep of the three-game series prior to the All-Star break. Boston, 9 runs, 13 hits, and no errors. The Yankees, 5 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error. The winning pitcher, Billy Muffet,
his second victory of the season against one defeat, and the loser, Ralph Perry, whose record is now 4-4. Other stars in the major leagues thus far this afternoon, in the first of two at Comiskey Park, the White Sox are leading Cleveland 2-1 at the end of five. Perry against Wynn. Washington and Baltimore, playing in the top of the ninth, are tied 1-1. Salix, Clevenger in the eighth, and Dottie for Washington. Walker and Triandos, Courtney came on in the ninth, in the top of the ninth for Baltimore. 1-1, Washington and Baltimore. Dobek holding in the third for the Senators with men on. And with Kansas City batting in the bottom of the second, Hank Azari has relieved Frank Larry. The A's have scored at least two times and are leading 2-0 as a result of Andy Carey's home run with one on. In the National League, Pittsburgh defeated Philadelphia 6-2 this afternoon on 11 hits and no errors. The Phillies, 2 runs, 8 hits, and 3 miscues. Hoddick, the winner, his 6-3, he's been defeated 4 times. The loser was starter Robin Roberts, whose record is now 5-8. At Milwaukee, at the end of 6, the Braves lead Cincinnati 3-0 behind Lou Brissette. Bob Fricke on the mound for Cincinnati. St. Louis at Los Angeles, Chicago at San Francisco will be starting later this afternoon. Well, that winds up another Atlantic baseball broadcast. Tune in for more baseball listening Friday night when the Yankees will be at Briggs Stadium in Detroit. Until then, this is Bill Creasy, comforting for Bob Delaney, saying that's all for now from T. Valentine and Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher. Valentine Beer, the largest selling beer in the East. And the Atlantic Refining Company, and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, a gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it.